views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another week of the wonderful Angels and Answers with Guy Siegel. That's me. And we have our wonderful esteemed guest, Guy Lazarus, who is a world-renowned healer and author and also an amazing speaker. Guy, how are you, sweetie?
Oh, I'm great. It's so good to be back. Hello, everybody.
You feel like you're just not with it. Something's off. You can't pinpoint it. And that's where your soul comes in. And Guy, you take care of that.
Well, the way my healing works is, so you have like Reiki. Reiki is it's individual things. Mm-hmm. The way my healing works is the energy I put into your body, whatever your body requires,
right,
is what you're going to receive.
That's
so
great.
It is, it's similar to Reiki, but quite different in the same respect.
So in other words, whatever healing you do put in, it will go directly to the place that's afflicted, even if you don't know that place is afflicted, and it will rejuvenate you instantly.
Right, right. Like when I see somebody, I mean, I don't have to be with you. I could do it remotely.
I know.
But when I see someone, my point of entry is the shoulders.
Right.
I'll just place my hands on their shoulders, and, you know, the energy they need will travel throughout their body, and wherever they need it, that's where it's going
to
land.
To me, that's so incredible. And that really shouldn't be, because I'm so used to the way spirit works, you know. But it's so incredible to me. It's still like fresh. It's still new. The way spirit works, they're so unlimited.
Yeah.
They're so limitless.
I mean, I told you, but I also have had experiences where I've given people divine messages.
Yes, that's,
you know,
right.
This was something new to me. I mean, maybe 6 months ago it first started happening. And
you want to laugh?
I felt very blessed.
Well, folks, I just want to let you know that when he started and we were introduced together, I told him that he was psychic. And he told me I was crazy.
Yeah, still crazy.
But he is psychic. There's no question. Are you psychic? Hello?
A little bit.
See? I told him first, let it be known. I was the first to tell him. But irregardless, you know, I guess doing the healing opens you up so much.
Yeah, I really.
You not only give the healing, but you're open so much to spirit at that point that you're able to get divine messages.
Well, you know what? When you could feel it yourself,
right,
that you've been opened up and expanded.
Sure.
That's the greatest feeling in the world.
Isn't it?
And I could tell you, with all honesty, I've always had this, but I would say more so in the past year.
Without a doubt.
Opened up big time.
Oh, yeah. I think you were blocking it, too. You know, sometimes we're our worst enemies, folks. And that goes for anybody. You know, you want to do something, and then you say, oh, my gosh, can I really do it? Or am I going to do it? And you put these blocks up.
Well, you know, it's a lack of confidence. I mean, I've been doing the healing for many years. But as far as the psychic medium stuff, which you insisted that I had.
I'm sure you have it.
You know, of course you're right.
I saw you in action.
I will say it on the air. Yes, she was right.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Well, anyway, today, folks, we do have a really interesting topic. And I'd like for the people out there in Radio Land to give us a nice little shout out, a nice little call. I could not only give you a little mini reading, but I would like you to get involved a little bit in the conversation, because our show does work that way. You know, we like input from all of you, because we feel that you're really special to us and we love your input. So if you'd like to give us a shout, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And if you'd like a private reading with myself, my number is 908-500-1474. Now, Guy, if anybody needs a healing from you, what is your telephone number?
Well, you could reach me at 347-745-4503.
That's good.
It's amazing how you forget your own number.
Be psychic.
That's 347. let me even check and make sure that's correct. But anyway, the topic, well, you could also email me if you like at spiritualhealer1111
@gmail.com. Excellent. Now, if you'd like to get an amazing reading with Artie, his telephone number is 877-ANGEL-02. And whoever you choose or whoever you go with, you'll not be sorry, because we all are equally as good in our way. Today's topic, very interesting topic. And for those of you who have been to psychic mediums or just mediums, you'll understand this a little bit more. But we're going to try to get everybody to understand today. And it's, why do certain spirits communicate better than others? And anybody who I said that has ever gone to a medium knows that you walk into a medium and you have a person on your mind, of course, that you'd love to connect with. And sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes you'd want to connect with your mom and your aunt will come up, or your grandfather or your uncle or somebody passed in your family. But you really don't really, you didn't go there to connect with your grandfather, your uncle, your cousin. You went there to connect with your mother, and your mother doesn't show up. Why? Why does that happen? Well, I'll tell you. There's no really easy way to explain this, and there's no 100% right or wrong. But here goes. If you were a quiet, shy person in life, you're going to be that way in death. If you are someone who was a little bit on the shy side, or had a lot of respect for other people, you're going to let somebody who's, let's say, been there longer go in front of you. Or sometimes it's just that a soul is not as strong as another, you know? And sometimes together, and this is a little hard to understand, and I'm going to explain it from the beginning, but sometimes they all get together and they say, okay, you be the spokesman. See, what happens with spirits and mediums is this. Me being a medium and them knowing that you want to connect, this is all pre-planned way before you get to the medium, okay? So all the people in heaven that you love and know who are there know you're going to connect today. So what do? They find the medium and they see a little light on the top of my head. So they say, okay, this is the girl who I could connect with. It's like a light in the dark. So they go to me, and there's maybe 7 or 8 people who know you, love you, want to say hello, want to bring messages across for other people, want to get in there, I'm fine, tell so-and-so I'm okay. Friends, relatives, cousins, aunts, anybody that you know is there that really wants to talk to you, all right, or wants to get a message across to the people here on earth, they'll all be lining up. They'll all be ready. Now, that's why we have gatekeepers. That's why we have spirit guides, so that our spirit guides or our gatekeeper can get everybody in line and everybody orderly, so that there's not a mass confusion of people just hitting me with all kinds of messages and not making any clarity out of it. So our gatekeeper really has a very important job. Now, that gatekeeper will take the strongest person, the one that's easiest to communicate with, and they will let that person go. They'll let that person speak with me. Now, sometimes that person will give me messages that have to do with other people. And it may not be the person that you really want to speak to. So let's say you want to talk to your mom, and your father is a better communicator. They will let him be the spokesman, and he will speak for everyone in the group. Have you ever had that? Have you ever run into that guy?
Well, actually, yes. You just gave me a reading a few weeks back.
Yes, I did.
And my father came through and my mother came through, but mostly my mother.
Yes.
Because my mother was the better communicator.
Correct. Yes. And I just, in fact, his mom is only gone about 5 years. And in the beginning, when she first crossed, she was kind of quiet. But I think she's built up a momentum now. And she actually likes me. I really believe that. She does, right?
Yeah.
So she'll break through. If I'm speaking with him, she'll just break through. But we're going to get to that in just a minute, because it's really involved, folks. So right now we're going to go to a commercial break and we will be right back. So stick with us.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Thank you. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman. And this week, Artie extends his apologies for not being here, but he had a prior engagement. But we are lucky enough to have Guy Lazarus with us, who is an esteemed healer, author, public speaker, and
life coach.
There we go.
Hi, everybody.
We were just talking a minute ago about the readings I was giving Guy. And in the beginning, his mom had a little bit of a difficulty communicating. She was kind of low. She was kind of distant. She wasn't really giving me clear answers. But as she got to know me, and I truly believe this, I feel that she became very much stronger.
She was vetting you.
Yes, she was. I think she was, you know, seeing if I was going to be the real deal or not. Because don't forget, folks, if you're not the real deal, they don't want to waste their time. They have this. Their time here is precious, so much more precious than you know. So if you're not the real deal, why bother? But she saw I was giving him correct answers, and she, I guess, warmed up to me. And now, sometimes if we're on the phone talking to each other, she pops in.
We were talking the other night. She says, oh, your mother's here. And all of a sudden, right. My mother's talking for over an hour.
Yes. Yes. We were just having a regular conversation. His mom pops in. And, of course, we stop everything when spirit comes because, like I said, their time is so precious here. But she did give him information that he's been wanting for a very long time. And she told me a few things that he didn't even know about. And then he did find out what was the truth. And it was beautiful how she just popped in and gave me the information. And the nice thing about it is that he wasn't expecting it. He wasn't, and I wasn't expecting it either, to be honest with you, but she did pop in.
We were talking about something totally different entirely.
Yes. Yes. And then I felt her popping in, and you know, life stops for me when that happens. And I go ahead and I make sure that spirit gets their time here, because like I said, their time is very precious with us. Now, sometimes, like I said, spirits communicate better than others. And here's a perfect example. Guy's mom, in the beginning, for whatever reason, it could have been that she didn't trust me, or she was getting to know me, or she was getting to trust me, or she was seeing my character as a person, or she was trying to build up the energy to succeed, to come here, you know. But for whatever reason it was, it took her a good, 4 months, 5 months,
yeah,
to really communicate so strongly that now she just pops in without me even asking.
Yeah, hello, I'm here.
I'm here. Guess what? Get guy.
Well, she figured you leave the door open.
Absolutely. And I always do for the ones I love and the ones I know, that my door is always open for them, folks. We do have a couple of callers, and I'm very happy for that. Patty from Queens, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Sky. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm good, sweetheart. Thank you, sweetie, and to you too. What can I do for you, love?
Yeah, last year you were very much correct. I called you up right after I took a blood test.
Yes.
I found that my triglyceride level was elevated, and you were saying there's something wrong with your liver. You're taking something that is toxic to your liver. Now,
yes.
And then this year, everything was okay up until I took a blood test the day before Thanksgiving. I found that some of my liver enzymes are elevated, but my cholesterol, triglycerides are still elevated. And I know I'm a food junkie, I eat donuts all the time, and I know I got to stop. But what's concerning me right now is that my copper level has increased. And I was talking to you last year about how I believe that my grandmother, my great aunt, and great uncle, three siblings died of liver cancer. And when I was in my 30s, I'm 53 right now, so when I was in my 30s, I was going through perimenopause. So I was doing a lot of research, and they talked about how women miss out on copper. So I bought copper, and every time I took a copper three or four times, I felt very groggy, very sleepy. And then the fourth time, I took the pill, and then a half hour later, 10 minutes later, I threw it up. So I know I probably have copper toxicity. So for about 20 years, you know, less than 20 years, I've been researching. For some reason, it hits me. Wilson's disease, which is an inherited disease that your body cannot use copper and it stores it. And
yes,
because my grandmother died of liver cancer, now I'm getting scared that whatever I'm trying to do to get rid of this copper isn't working. It's actually making it more. So I'm next month, I'm planning to get a hair analysis to see what toxic stuff is in my body so I can try to get rid of it
something?
Because I can't do this by myself. But
I want to tell you something. As you were talking, I saw you going to a beauty parlor and I saw you having your hair dyed. Believe it or not, I want you to stay away from that. What?
Really? Yeah, because my hair is my hair is like white right now with copper colored hair, and my sister-in-law does hair dyes.
Yeah, well, I want to tell you something. Listen to
yes.
me. I feel as
Hello?
Though I feel as though there's something in one of the dyes that you're using that is absorbing into your system. Okay. Now, some people uh-huh. have bodies where, you know, you absorb more than other different products on the market. You absorb more than others. I'm being told that you should stay away from aerosol deodorants. I'm being told you should stay away from certain hair dyes, and they're not telling me which ones either. I'm being told that you should stay away from any vitamins that have any metals in them. And since you're aware that you do have a predisposition in your family to liver problems, you're aware of this. So, you know, you're going to be up on the situation, not like relatives past that maybe didn't know until it was too late. So a combination
right.
of all
but
these
do I
things.
Have,
what?
But do I have this disease called Wilson's disease that my body's storing copper? And am I able to, well, do you think I'll be able to find a doctor that's going to help me to get rid of this copper? Because nobody believes me that, you know, because this type of disease is like 20,000 cases in the whole world have been diagnosed.
I do believe that you are storing metals. I do believe that. I do see that you're storing metals in your body. And I do also see an allergy that it's more like an allergy kind of thing that's reacting in your body unfavorably. So that's why I'm here showing you.
I have chicken allergy. I have fish allergy. I have eggs. You know, I'm starting to able to eat eggs now, but not every day. But I have a lot of allergies to food and drug allergies too.
Well, that's what I'm seeing the problem is mostly. And when you're using things that carry heavy metals, I'm feeling as though you're getting a really big sensitivity, and you're not able to shed them, and they're going through a liver. A liver that's been put through the ringer to begin with. So I want you to mm-hmm. stay away from aerosol deodorants. Anything that has aluminum chloroxide in it. Aluminum chloroxide. I don't know. It's aluminum chloroxide, something like that. Anything that says aluminum, stay away from it. I'm feeling as though the hair dyes are getting into your system. Be careful. Mm-hmm. Go to your beautician and let her read off to you everything that's in the hair dyes, because I'm seeing it also mm-hmm. coming from hair dye. All right. So be very aware of that. Also, certain makeup that you use, make sure it's never been tested on animals, and also make sure that there's no heavy metal contents, no copper, no aluminums, no any kind of metals in there. So now you need to be aware of that. You need to get that out of your system. They're also telling me a cleanse. You need to do a cleanse. And what they're showing me is vitamin C. Now, I don't understand why they're showing me vitamin C, but the way they're explaining it to me is vitamin C. Ask your doctor what happens when you take too much vitamin C. And that's what you have to do uh-huh. to use your cleanse. You need to have a cleanse. You need to cleanse your entire system. And I'm not talking about a cleanse where it's like a 30-day deal. It's a one-day procedure. You get the cleanse, you take it, and your entire body, it goes through your entire body, and you just evacuate everything that whole day. So be prepared to stay in that egg. And they're telling me vitamin C, and I don't know why exactly, but they're telling me vitamin C.
I take a lot of vitamin C.
Huh?
I take vitamin C already.
Okay. Ask your doctor if you could use vitamin C as a cleanse for somehow. Just ask him, because that's what they're leading me to believe.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Over the week, this week, I'm planning to do, like, I have a lot of these green juices. So do you think these green juices are helping me?
Unless you're going to buy everything organic, where they're guaranteed to have no pesticides, I would stay away right now until they diagnose you completely. Give your body a chance to get a proper diagnosis before you start taking matters into your own hands. This way, if you do have this toxicity, the doctors know exactly how to deal with you. And then they can tell you what they prefer to do. But I will tell you this, and I will leave you with this. Stay away from anything. Read all your labels. Make sure you don't take any pesticides inadvertently. And ask your doctor about vitamin C and how that works for you as a cleanse, because that's what they're telling me. I don't know anything about it. I am definitely not a doctor, but they are telling me to tell you that vitamin C could be used as a cleanse. I don't know how. I don't know why. Ask your doctor. Okay? And it was really nice to speak with you.
I do have heavy metal toxicity. Yeah, right. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye. Have a great day. That was very nice. Thanks, Patty. That was
That was terrific.
Yeah, that was. And you know what? They were telling me vitamin C cleanse, vitamin C cleanse. I've never heard of that. I don't know what that is, but when they say it, I listen. So I got to tell you, folks, it's important. Before we take the next caller, guys, we're going to just shoot over to a little commercial. And we will be right back, so stay tuned.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhya and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Guy Lazarus today.
Hello.
Okay, listen, I want to give you guys some numbers. We'd like for you to give us a shout out here today, get a little mini reading, and maybe join into our amazing conversation. The number is 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to give that number to you again, folks. It's 1-800-930-2819. And we would love for you to call us and get a free mini reading and join in our conversation. We'd love to hear from you. You know, you don't always have to stick to conversation. You can get anything off your chest that you want, guys. Like you could ask Guy how his procedures are, how he heals people, what his success rate is, how he does it, you know, if you're interested in that. Or you could ask me all kinds of questions about connecting to spirit or, you know, how did I know I was a medium? Or how did I know, you know, I was a psychic and what happened to me along the road? I mean, anything you can think of, you can ask us, folks. We'd like for you to join in today and, you know, be part of us, you know? So what I'd like to do first before we start our conversation again is give you some phone numbers. My number is, if you'd like a reading with myself, my number is 908-500-1474. Now, if you'd like a reading with Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. And if you'd like a reading with Guy, your number is?
My number is 347-705-4503. Or if you prefer to reach me by email, that would be spiritualhealer1111@gmail.com.
Or if you prefer to get him by carrier pigeon. I'm so bad. Okay, so I wanted to tell you something, guys. This is really exciting for me. When is it? Saturday. Saturday, Guy and I will be at the Arts Garage in Atlantic City, New Jersey. For those of you who are New Jersey residents, or even if you're not, you want to take a bus or a train or a plane to see us. Just a little crazy, but we will be in Atlantic City this weekend for Saturday only at the Arts Garage. And we will be there from 11 until about 6. And we'll be doing readings and healings.
It should be a terrific day. Looking forward to meeting everyone.
Yeah, everyone is going to have a really, really good time because we have some special things in store for our readers or for the people who would like to read for us. Then I have something else that's really exciting, folks. And this is something where you could join me from across the world on Sunday, this Sunday, on Facebook Live. I will be appearing on Facebook Live on Sunday at 8 p.m.
Eastern time.
Eastern time, yes. I think it's 3-hour difference for Western time.
West Coast.
Yeah, Pacific time. I will be on Facebook Live from 8 p.m. Eastern time till whenever. I'm not even sure it's going to be an hour. I think it's going to be probably more than an hour because I'm expecting a big turnout. So it'll probably be more than an hour. But anyway, I will be on Facebook Live Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And if you want, you can come on with me and send me your messages. And I will read as many questions. I will answer as many questions as I possibly can. So I will be giving readings, free readings, to everybody and anybody who would like to join me that night. So that's always fun. And the following week, that's not this week, but the following week, Artie and I are going to be doing Facebook Live together. Now, I'll keep you posted on that. I'm not sure if it's going to be Thursday evening or Sunday once again, but I want you guys to remember, put that on your calendar, that this Saturday I will be at the Arts Garage in Atlantic City from 11 to 6. And I would love to see you and do readings. And then Sunday, I will be doing Facebook Live from 8 p.m. Eastern time until whenever. Because I'm not going to put a time limit on it, guys, because I want to be able to read as many people as I possibly can. Okay, so if you do join me, make sure you ask that question that's been annoying you. Or if you want to connect with a loved one, please feel free to just type in your request and I will get to you. I promise. That's real exciting, isn't it?
I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting.
I know. And don't forget, on Saturday, Guy will be with me. He will be doing his healing with me. And if he feels that the healing is very intense, let's say you have cancer or, God forbid, or you have a very debilitating condition, what he will do is take your number and he will give you private sessions. Right, Guy?
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, if the person's comfortable enough, I mean, I'll do it right there. But, you know, some people just are funny that way.
Or if they need follow-up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes they need backup.
I work with everyone.
Cool. That's very cool. I'm very excited.
It'll be nice to meet some of our listeners.
That's
come
really
come on down. You could put a face behind the
voice
sound.
Yeah. You know what, folks? That's really the most exciting thing for me. Of course, the readings and all that, and to, you know, be able to help everybody. But a lot of the excitement too is to see all you guys. It's really fun, and it's very gratifying. Very, very gratifying for me for someone to come over and say, oh my gosh, I heard you on the radio. I love your show. And that happens so many times and it never gets old to hear. And I really love, and that's why I'm giving back too on Facebook. I'm giving back to all my listeners and to all the people that I've read in the past. I like to give something back, and it's my way of saying thank you. And for the people who can't afford, or they're working on a strict budget and you can't afford to see a psychic or a medium, it's a great way for you to get some clarity. I mean, just because you can't afford it doesn't mean you're not supposed to have it, you know? And that's the credo that I live by. So I'm real excited to help out the folks who need a reading and can't afford it. And the folks who have always helped me throughout the years and who have listened to us on the radio religiously. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited to see people that, you know, only know us through the voice. That's going to be fun too. So come and join us, please, 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 please.
Well, right now we have a caller on hold. Her name is Melissa. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
Good, sweetheart. How are you?
That's good. I'm okay. I was hoping you guys can help me. My mother passed 2 weeks ago today, and I'm not feeling her around me, and I'm getting, I don't know why I'm expecting to feel her, but it's discouraging.
Don't be discouraged. Please, don't be discouraged. The reason you're not feeling her is not because she's not there. You're blocking it. You want it so badly that it's getting blocked. You're blocking it yourself. I'm feeling that you're blocking it. So what you need to do is take your mind off it for a minute. Just go about your business during the day. And you are going to be so surprised to find out that when you least expect it, something will pop your way. Like maybe you'll find that there's something that you both had in common that's on a bumper sticker, something that she said, or something that would pertain to her passing, or you'll see numbers that pertain to her birthday or anniversary or the day she passed. But don't forget, like I said in the beginning of the show, many people who just cross over, she died of a debilitating disease?
Yeah, she had a stroke and she was getting better. And then I was talking to her one day and she was fine. And then I got the call early the next morning.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for your loss. I want to tell you something.
Thank you.
And this is the God's honest truth. People who die of stroke and they're not able to communicate anymore, or their communication system is fouled up in some way, when they do reach the next side, the other side, they do need a little healing from the angels, because don't forget, they've been frustrated.
Okay.
So don't put too much pressure on yourself. Don't put too much pressure on your mom. Forget about it And when you least expect it, you're going to turn around and there's going to be something that's going to show you that she's with you. Now, if you really want to see if you can feel her, go into a room very quietly. Close your eyes and take three deep breaths. Take three deep breaths three times. And see if your mom's name pops up into your mind. Don't focus on your mother. Just focus on something else. Even a candle. Just focus on something else. Take three deep breaths. And if your mom's name pops up in your mind, or if you feel like a pet on your cheek, or what you might feel, a kiss on the forehead or a tickle, then you know your mom is really with you. It's just that you're blocking her because you want her so badly. And it's very common, honey. It's very common. And like I said, just because you don't feel her doesn't necessarily mean she's not there. And I do feel her around you. All right. So I know what I'm telling you is right. She is trying to communicate with you.
Yeah.
Sit in a dark room. I guarantee you. And I'd like you I'd love for you to call back and tell me if this worked, because I know it's going to, because she's literally right there with you. I want you to sit in a dark room, take three deep breaths, and then just feel your body. Forget about even your mother's name, because that might be a little bit too much for you. And it's not because it's you. It's because for anybody who's not a medium. So I want you to just feel your body. Be aware of every part of your body. And if you feel a touch, a tickle, a pet, an itch, you know that that's her. Okay?
Okay.
I'm really sorry for your loss.
Yeah, and I mean, I have been seeing like some things here and there, but like, I'm like, no, it's just a coincidence, or like, I keep waking up at 3:30 in the morning and I'm like,
honey, there's no coincidences. What you're seeing is real.
Just open yourself up, Melissa, and just relax.
Yeah.
And you will feel her.
She is seeing her.
Yeah.
She is. She just doesn't realize it. Honey, you are absolutely seeing her. You're absolutely feeling her. You're just so, you're expecting a hammer over the head. It's not going to be like that. It's very subtle.
Yeah, like I want her to literally walk through the door. Like, that's what I'm expecting. I want to see her come through the door and, like, we can sit down and have a conversation. So it's like any other little things, I'm like, nah, that's not her.
Yes.
So yeah, it's very subtle and quick.
She's adorable.
It's very, very subtle and quick.
You're so cute. Okay. Because you know what? You're absolutely right. No, when you lose somebody like that close and who you adore, you want them. Nothing is enough besides them walking through the door and sitting down and having a cup of coffee with you. Nothing is good enough.
Right.
I get that.
Yeah.
Because I have been there.
Spirit. I don't care. I'm like, yeah.
Right.
Spirit.
I know. I have been there. But I want to tell you this, sweetheart. Look for the subtleties. Look for the subtleties. And I'm sorry to cut you short, but we have to go to a commercial break right now.
Yeah,
but
thank you,
Melissa,
guys, so much.
Please. You're so welcome. The subtleties. You are seeing her. You are feeling her. You just got to get those subtleties down. And do what I told you and call us back.
Thank you for the call, Melissa.
Thank you, sweetie.
We'll be back right after these messages.
Thank you, guys.
With another caller.
You're welcome.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, You're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman. Artie's not here today, so we have our esteemed guest and friend, Guy Lazarus.
Yeah, stuck with me once again. Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
I'm never stuck with you, sweetie. I love when you come on the show because you're very informative.
I feel like I live in this studio.
Inform me. Inform me of some of your stuff. So how's your life going?
They take me out of the corner. They dust me off and they
So tell us about some of your latest healings. Tell us, I'm sure the audience would love to hear that.
My latest healings, actually I had a very successful remote healing.
That's great.
Someone,
I want to hear about
someone actually down in Florida gave me a call.
Really?
They're experiencing severe back pain.
Yes.
And I did a remote healing on them late at night. I usually do my healings late at night because a lot of times it takes a lot of energy out of me. And spoke with them the next day and they couldn't believe the pain, which is gone.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was really gone.
It doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like I said, I can do it remotely. It's different in person, but it's totally the same energy.
Yeah, of course. Energy is energy. And remotely. Don't forget, your telephone is energy.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so it actually...
I don't even do it on the phone. If I have to do it remotely, yeah. I look at a picture of the person.
Yeah.
And I visualize them when I send the energy.
Yeah.
And it works just as well as, you know,
that's
if you're doing it in person.
That's so amazing. Yeah. I love that.
Speaking of Florida, yes, we have a caller on hold from Florida. Her name is Aileen.
Hi, Aileen.
Hi, Sky. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Aileen. How are you?
Hi, sweetie. How are you? How's it down in Florida? Nice?
Oh, it's nice. It's nice.
Make us jealous. 80 and sunny, right?
It's always sunny, yeah.
That is so cool. Wow. What can we do for you today, love?
Thank you so much for taking my call. You know what, Sky? I was just wondering if you happen to have any messages from my grandmother.
I cannot hear you, darling. Can you just speak up a little bit?
Sorry about that. Can you tell me if you have any messages from my grandmother or anyone else in my family that may have passed?
Yeah, hold on just a second. Let me focus in. What was her name?
Lerlin.
Narlin?
Lerlin.
Lerlin, okay. Mm-hmm. Was she born in another country?
Yeah.
Okay, because I am getting somebody who was born in another country and telling me about a ring, something about a piece of jewelry, and I believe it's a ring.
Okay.
Are you aware of a ring?
I'm not. I wasn't very close to her, my grandmother. I've She died when I was in my teens.
Oh, so my goodness. Somebody has a ring that belongs to her. And it has, it's not like a regular gold ring. It's very unique. And it's like a rose color gold. And I believe that you're going to end up with this ring. Did she have two daughters?
She had five of them, actually.
Daughters, all daughters?
Well, if it's my maternal grandmother, five. If it's my paternal grandmother, two, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I'm connecting with, the maternal, I think, the one that has two daughters.
The paternal grandmother. Wow, okay, nice.
All right. She said that ring was supposed to be for you. So she wants you to, she says that you eventually will end up with it some way. But make sure you take it. Because she just said to me, my granddaughter will say, no, no, please, I can't accept that. Don't do that. She doesn't want you to do that. Does that sound about right, Aileen?
That sounds about right.
Okay. Well, she doesn't want you to do that because that ring was really for you. That ring is meant to be with you.
Wow.
Okay.
She died when I was even younger. I think she died when I was like in my maybe like 8 or 9 or so.
Well, it doesn't really matter, honey. She knew about you. She loved you. And she wanted you to have something that belonged to her. You know, it's so funny. Grandparents always do that first to me. They always come up with the, why didn't my granddaughter get what I was supposed to give to her? Who, somebody else clipped it? And she's making me believe, now this is the God's honest truth. She's making me believe there was conflict between the two sisters. There was conflict between the two sisters. It was kept a little quiet, but there was like a modicum of jealousy there. One had and the other didn't have as much. So there was kind of like a little bit of undertone of jealousy. And the one that really didn't have the most, she kind of got the most when your grandmother passed. So she wants you to know that. She also is mentioning about a job for you. Are you working now?
Yay. When is it coming? Is it coming soon?
Yeah.
Please give it to me now.
She's kind of making me feel as though you're stressing about that. And she's kind of like telling you not to stress so much because you will be getting a job sooner than you think.
Yay.
All right, Aileen?
Yay.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, Aileen. And give us a call back. Let us know how everything went.
Worked out. Absolutely. And God bless you and your grandparents in heaven. And we'll hope to hear from you because these things have materialized for you.
God bless you too. And you always make me giggle every week. So I'm so thankful for you, Sky.
I'm glad.
And Guy and Artie, you're awesome people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You take care now and God bless.
Thank you so much, honey. God bless you. Have a great day. That was fun. That was fun.
What a terrific caller. Thank you for the call,
Amy. What a beautiful person. She's a sweetheart. And she gets to live in Florida.
And she thinks we're funny.
Yeah, could you imagine? She's a sweetie. Hey, listen, folks. We have to go on another commercial break.
We're wrapping it up.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes, we are.
I can't believe how it just flies by. Aw. Oh, well. I guess we have to wrap it up, guys. So from my mouth to God's ears, I wish everybody health, happiness, prosperity. And to bring in the new year with the greatest of love. Because you could never go wrong when you love somebody.
Absolutely. And don't forget to come visit us at the Arts Garage in Atlantic City this Saturday.
Right.
From 11 till 5 or 6 p.m.
Right.
And we look forward to seeing you.
And don't forget about Facebook, folks. I would love for you to join me on Facebook, 8 o'clock Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern time, and 8, 7, 7, I think it's 5 o'clock Pacific time. So make sure that you tune in to me on Facebook Live and ask me whatever questions you would like to know about, and I will be so happy to give you some readings. All right, folks, for another week.
Yes.
A wrap up.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, everyone, and God bless.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.